Be stern with yourself. The results are great. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Be stern with yourself. The results are great. It's a time coming up very shortly for New Year's resolutions. And what are New Year's resolutions but the desire for improving ourselves? The desire to live a better and more fulfilled life, the desire to be healthier and happier and just really tune in to what is beautiful for ourselves. But it's so easy to tune out. We tune into the idea of letting go of old habits and establishing some new ones. But letting go of the old habits is really a tough bird. Yes, we have to be very stern with ourselves to let go of old habits. We have to be very on top of it. We have to really work hard to do that. Or there is another way. There's another way that's 100% beneficial and 100% easy to do, and 100% it works in every way. We don't get rid of old habits by trying to get rid of old habits. We get rid of old habits by installing new habits into our life experience. Now, you might say, I want to quit smoking. Most people are getting a hold of that pretty well, but still, it's a lot that are still suffering under trying to manage that. Now, you don't really want to get rid of it because you enjoy it. It's sort of a satisfying experience. The way to stop smoking is to say, I love my fresh breath. I love my clean breathing. I love being able to kiss a loved one with my pure, beautiful lips, my pure, beautiful breath, my pure, beautiful self. I love my beautiful breath. I love my beautiful self. Well, you see, when you start loving your beautiful self, you will want to do something for yourself that is beneficial, not something that's unbeneficial. I love my child. Well, am I going to beat the hell out of my child? Am I going to constantly nag at my child for doing bad things? Am I going to constantly be on his back and trying to improve him? Well, we know that psychologically that's a no-win situation. You want to improve your child, start praising the child for every little thing that the child does, and even for things that the child doesn't do. If the child doesn't put away his clothes, you say, I am so happy. Every time you put away your clothes, it just makes me feel so joyous. And let it go. Let it go. Don't labor it. Then the next time it comes up again, just say, your room looks so nice when everything is put away in order. Oh, you can play in your room all you want and mess it up all you want, but it's so nice to clean it up at the end of your playtime, and then when you're ready to play next time, you can start all sorts of new games with new organizing of what you're going to do, new organizing of how you're going to look at the things. Well, same goes for smoking. If you want to quit smoking, you don't want to quit smoking, you want to start having a beautiful breath. Start having a beautiful feeling in your lungs. Start feeling more energy and more power because you don't have the smoke going down there and limiting you. Well, smoking's been around for quite a while. And many of us have come through that age where we have smoked. And many of us have come through the point where we don't smoke anymore. Smoking really is a sort of a peer experience. When we're with people who smoke, we have a tendency to smoke. When we are with people who don't smoke, we have a tendency not to smoke. We have no longer the desire to smoke. So it tells us something a little bit. Maybe we should associate with people who don't smoke. But that would mean I couldn't associate with my wife or my husband because they smoke, or my children who are smoking. Well, when you are a good example of one who has beautiful breath, you have a beautiful body, you have a beautiful attitude about yourself, then the ability to be around people who smoke will sort of be non-existent. People will not smoke in your presence because they don't want to smoke in your presence, because you just don't invite smoking in your presence by your attitude. You are not against it. You are not for it. You are just for clean breathing, clean breath, healthy, wonderful attitude about yourself. It's as simple as that. But you got to be stern with yourself. You got to be stern with yourself and remain true to who you are. Do you have values and principles that you live by in your life regardless of what other people do? If other people want to do naughty things, are you inclined to do naughty things? No, you're not. If other people do things that hurt their body, are you inclined to do things that hurt your body? No, you're not. You could be if you chose to associate with those people, if you chose to live in their world. Now, how can you live in the world of people who do things that you are not harmonious with? Well, that's just as easy as pie. You presently are living in a world where there are billions and billions and billions, seven times billions of people. And these billions of people are doing all sorts of things. Many of them are doing things that you approve. Many of them are doing things you don't approve. But the people who do things you don't approve, are you bothered by them? Are you touched by them? Or are you touched by the people who do things that you do approve of? Are you diligent in your thought as to what is acceptable in your life? Are you stern with yourself as far as what it is that you believe about yourself? Are you going to be in the presence of people who have habits that are not harmonious with your habits? And are you going to tell them, get rid of those habits and change and wake up and smell the roses and so forth? No, you're not going to do that. You are going to go out and smell the roses. You are going to go out and enjoy the beauty that life has for you. And you'll be amazed. So many people would want to tag along with you. People who maybe haven't given up the old habits, who haven't given up the old attitudes, and they want to tag with you because you are enjoying life. You are not touched by peer pressure. You are not touched by what other people do and how other people think and how other people act. You act how you act. You are sort of like a royal person. You've been raised in a royal family that respects all humanity, all life, all wisdom, all goodness. We read about some cultures in India who put a mask on their face so they don't breathe any insects and cause them to die. And they take a broom and it brushes the air in front of them so that they won't step on some insect. Well, now this is going to the ultimate. And it's someone who really is stern with himself, and they accomplish what they want to accomplish, or at least they think they do. And as far as they're concerned, the results are great. They are protecting innocent life from being destroyed. Now, you and I doubt that any of us would go to that length, that we would go to that extent. But then again, who knows? Who knows when we might take on some habit or take on some new cause for ourselves where we would be very protective of the environment around us. People want to protect the whales, and they don't even know a whale. They've never touched a whale. They've never seen a whale in person. They merely know about a whale in its generic sense, but they don't know what a whale really is, and they want to protect them. You see, we all take on various avenues of choice, of various avenues where we have our heart set on doing something. It's a new program for us, and because of that, we stand forth for it. Now, does it matter? Not one little bit. Except it matters to me that I live up to whatever it is I think is right for me. I'm very stern with myself. I live, and well, I like to tell this story, and then many of you have heard it. And the story is that I was in Minneapolis, and I had the Andromeda Chapel of the Open Door up there. And as I was minister of that church for a number of years, I came across some books my mother had given me long before, Life and Teachings of the Masters of the Far East. And I started reading those books, and those books did not talk about eating meat, they did not talk about smoking, they did not talk about any of these things. They just talked about spiritual illumination, spiritual awareness, spiritual beingness. And I read these books, and I was so taken by it, because I was really ready for it. And I had a freezer full of ribeye steaks. I had cigars, and I had pipe tobacco, and I had my pipes. And I was just enjoying life in very, very ways. And as I was enjoying life in these various ways, I thought nothing of it. I just enjoyed my steaks. I enjoyed the meat. I enjoyed the smoking of my pipe and or cigars. And I was an avid pipe smoker, an avid cigar smoker. And then, after reading these books, after getting into the books for a little ways, I noticed I no longer had a taste for my pipe. My pipe tasted sour in my mouth. It tasted unpleasant. It wasn't a pleasant thing to smoke anymore. And cigars were just like smoking paper, you know, or cardboard. And I had no interest in that. And my steaks, these beautiful, expensive steaks that I made for my meals, they tasted like cardboard too. And I had no desire to eat the steaks or any meat. And this went on for a considerable time, a couple of weeks, and I just had no desire. I had a freezer full of steaks. I just bought a large carton of steaks and put them in the freezer, and I had them up there, maybe about 100 of them. And I always prepare ahead and always am very abundant-minded. And, of course, my larder of smoking materials was all well supplied. I had no desire for cigarettes ever, but my pipe and tobacco and my cigars were there. Soon, they just went nowhere. And I thought, my goodness, I should give them to somebody before they dry out. And then I thought, no, I don't enjoy smoking. Smoking does not appeal to me. And if everybody in the world didn't smoke, that'd be lovely, but that's none of my business. My business is just living my life and doing what I know is right. And so I took all these beautiful cigars and dumped them in the trash. I took all of my pipe tobacco and my pipes and my lighters and all of the paraphernalia that I had and dumped that in the trash. And I dumped it in the trash on the day the trash men came. There's no going out and retrieving them, no second thoughts. And from that day forward, I didn't miss them at all. Oh, I tried a pipe full of tobacco now and then, but it was no taste to it at all. I tried some meat now and then, but it was no delight in it at all. Well, since that time, I've gone back to eating a little bit of meat, and I prefer veggies, but I am eating a little bit of meat, and I have a steak now and then, but not every night like I used to do. And I occasionally think, gee, wasn't it pleasant sitting there smoking my pipe, just relaxing and being at peace, and just sort of being at very relaxed and very wonderful. And then the taste came back into my mouth, because it was a taste that I had, it was a taste of the tobacco and its sourness and its unpleasantness and the burn that it made on my tongue and the deadness that it made on all my mouth sensations. And I had no desire to go back and smoke at all. Now, that is really the way to change your habits. Have no desire. But what did I do? I turned my attention to reading these beautiful works on illumination and on spiritual awareness and so forth. And as I read these beautiful books, my mind was sort of doing a flip-flop. I sort of changed over from doing those things to others. And then there was a man that was teaching this class at the church up there, and I said to him, "Hey, you're teaching that class." He says, "Yeah." "You like it?" "Oh, my goodness, yes, I think it's wonderful." He says, "Yeah, we do too." And then I visited them in their home, and I noticed that they did not eat any meat. They did not smoke. They were a very proper family. They did not have any bad language or bad attitudes. They looked at the world as being a very positive, wonderful, joyful world, a world filled with beautiful people, filled with beautiful circumstances, filled with everything that was right and good and glorious and beautiful. And I just had to admire them, and I had to recognize that this family was a very outstanding family. And they're a little strange, because they didn't do what everybody else did. They didn't tell anybody else what to do. They just lived their own life in their purity as they understood it. Now, it takes a very stern person, very stern with yourself, to do these things and live this life and know exactly what is right and best for you. And how can you do that? Well, the results are great when you go at it from the point of view is, what do I like? What things turn me on? Am I a spiritually illumined person? Am I a spiritually directed person? Well, if I am, I will find that that will lift me up out of all bad habits, all habits that are not beneficial to me, and I will live in that life of purity and goodness, and I'll live in that life of absolute wonderment. It's a great experience, and it's a great activity for me to get involved in. Can you get involved in that? How can you put your New Year's resolutions into motion for yourself and have them really work? Not say, I tried and they didn't last. Instead of being against anything in life, ever, be for everything. Be for happiness. Be harmonious with joy. Be harmonious with right living, with right acting, with right thinking, with right doing. And as I live that way, then that's the way my life is. That's the way my experiences are. That's the way the people in my world are. And as I live in that right action, I am a very happy fellow. But I'm stern with myself. I have no inclination to look over and read these negative things. I have no inclination to look over and see these pornographic things, these things that might be not damaging to my mind or my body. And I just stay with a pure, beautiful beingness. And other people might misunderstand me. They might think that I'm sort of a kook and sort of strange. Well, that's just fine. The people who do understand me are the people who themselves are being lifted up. For in truth, if I am lifted up, all the world is lifted up unto me. If my consciousness is raised to a new level, then all my experiences are raised to a new level, and I no longer have those habits that were not beneficial to me in past times. And now I have new habits that are beneficial and uplifting and supportive of the person that I truly am. But I'm stern with myself. I'm sharing with myself when the temptation comes to eat too much or to drink too much or to talk too much or whatever. And I just cut back. And I reduce the amount of coffee I drink, or I reduce the amount of tea I drink. I reduce the amount of water I drink. I reduce water? Sure. And sometimes we can be overloaded with water. We think 8 ounce glasses a day is what we should drink. Well, science is coming up with statements and says, who said? Why? There's no medical reason for this. You don't need that much water in your body, and what it does, it washes out of your body all of the beneficial vitamins and minerals that are good for you. But a certain amount of water is necessary and right, of course. but you get a lot of water from your fruits and your vegetables and from other foods, and it's really amazing. But enough of that. Be positive. Set the positive goal that I live my ideal life in my ideal body, and I am ideal at all times. I live my ideal life in my ideal body, and I am ideal at all times. I live my ideal life in my ideal body, and I am ideal at all times. And truly, how great that is. How great that is. Join me in my technique for New Year's resolutions and watch the magic happen. And watch the magic happen. I love you. I love you. I love you.